Matthew, Gospel Matthew, chapter 5. And those are who have a Bible, please open up. If you do not have a Bible and no funds to buy your own Bible, please contact me during the week, and I am more than happy to buy the Bibles for you. And also in church, we try to supply the Bible in the sanctuary too. So we are in the process. Meanwhile, please bring your Bible if you have. Can you see me? All right. Please open your Bible, Gospel Matthew chapter 5. And in a week, I think so we needed to put a screen about the mission and vision there. I believe that we have a screen for this service. And throughout the visioning process since January, we craft this mission and vision statement. We believe that it is God's mission and God's vision. We captured this God's mission and vision in this congregation. Now, during this Lenten season, we are adjusting our attitude by learning the characteristic Jesus wants us to have to be blessed, to accomplish this mission and vision. Mission is our identity. Vision is the image we are drawing in this congregation to accomplish the mission we captured. So, let us recite the mission statement of the church together. The mission of our church is
to make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world.
The mission statement of our church is
to be a home.
So, you remembered all, right? Gradually, this screen will be fading away from the sanctuary. And this screen is going to be faded away to your mind and your cell. So, you're going to just bring out this statement sooner or later, I do believe. So, until we have a screen, please remember what we are having. The purpose of being church together as a community of a faith. And nowadays, during this Lenten season, which is holy season, to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we are learning how to be blessed by adjusting our attitudes towards this mission and vision in the surrounding community around us. So it is Matthew chapter 5, verse 5 is the topic, third blessing, so we're going to talk about. First blessing, we talked about the poor in spirit, for those are the kingdom of heavens, right? And the second one, we talked about blessed are the mourned, and the comfort is coming to you. And this week, we are talking about meek. Let's read it, Matthew chapter 5, verse 5 together, which is a main topic for today. Ready, set, go. Blessed are the meek. The Jesus is truly Jewish boy. He went to the Sunday school and he learned a lot of things. And he's quoting what he learned from his Sunday school. It is a quotation from the Psalm chapter 37, verse 1. It says, the meek will inherit the land and enjoy great peace. It is the power of education. He's not just inspired by the Holy Spirit right that moment, and he just pull out the message of God without thinking about what he said or in the past, what he learned. He's bringing his best to the presence, to celebrate, to envision in the future. Sunday school has empowered him to learn what God's message in their community there. So you and I attending the education is important. We are not God. I'm not God, definitely. How about you? No, right? So we need to learn to have some base in our Christian walk. So we need to learn. Jesus learned. And he's using what he learned from the past. Quoting this passage, blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. According to the law of jungle, meek people are not the winner, right? You need to be strong. The weak fall a prey to the strong. Our culture, our society keeps saying that you need to be strong. other than it, you are not going to be success, right? That is a common message we are getting, not just from the law of jungle, but it's in our common society. You need to beat, and you need to win over, and you need to be strong. Being weak and meek or soft is not good. Is that right? And then, yes, some aspect it is true, but it's not 100%. Think about the dinosaurs. Big, huge, amazing strength it has. Is it last nowadays? How about mammoth? The weight is about 6 to 8 tons. Where do you see mammoth this day? Museum, right? How about the wolf and the dog? According to the biological classification, wolf and dog fall into the same category, right? And then do we see a wolf often in our daily base or dog? Dog, right? Softy and tendering, and then we even sleep with the dogs, right? We love it. And some people say no because they are allergic to that, but you know, we love dogs, right? I never heard and seen anyone sleep with a wolf. And then in order to see wolf, you need to go to zoo, right? But dog, daily basis, we can see dog. How lovely and tenderling and that kind of the bigness we are talking about here. Meek in Greek is prous. I think the word is there, right? Prous? Prous. It is a Greek word, not a Korean word. I just wanted to make sure this is a Greek word. Meek in Greek, it is called prous. Prous, this is the word I want you to remember out of this service. Prous is like this. The person who struggled with a fever, high fever, and with the medication, the fever got controlled. That stage is called prous. The person who worked very hard under the sun and sweaty, and then after the long day of work and a minute of work, and then this person is resting under the tree, big tree in a shadow. And all of a sudden, fresh air blows, and then it just wiped out the sweat from his forehead. That moment is called prous. And also, when the wild animal got trained, it is called prous. Education is a prous. Because we learn to behave, learn how to act, learn how to interact with the people. That is called prous. Those people who are not in prous are in chaos and frustration, no harmony. We are emphasizing in church to educate our young children and educate the grown children of God too. Because of prowls, it is the given situation we need to adapt to be blessed the community. In a biblical sense, the prowls is kind of a person who walk in the middle road. Not shifted to the radical left, my left, your right, and not radical right, my your left. And I'm trying to figure it out here, but in the middle. For those people who are so conservative, Methodist Church is so liberal because we are welcoming so many diverse in the church. For those people who are so liberal, Methodist Church folks are so conservative because we put the principle in our Christian walk together as a Methodist Christian. So, my question for you is, are we liberal or are we conservative? Beat me. We are who we are. That kind of a person who walked the path in the middle road, which means not negotiating or wishy-washy, but stay in the firm of the principle of Jesus Christ by putting this principle, the scripture, in front of us is called the prowse. 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 Say it together, prowse. Another aspect, definition of a biblical sense of the meek is controlling your temper. Controlling your temper. I oftentimes said that I cannot be the pretender. If I'm happy, everybody will know. If I'm hurt, everybody know. If I'm so angry, everybody knows. That's who I am. I often say that it is good and bad of both. And am I meek most of the time? Thanks. No. No. If I'm upset, I don't think that is just anybody wants to hang around with me. If I'm upset, I'm upset. Everybody knows. And I'm still a work in progress. If you are like me, a work in progress to be a meek person, say amen.
Amen.
Thank God I'm not alone. So we are working together in here. That is the second definition of biblical definition of meek, tendering, and then controlling our temper. So you and I needed to work on this part. And the third definition of the biblical sense of the meekness is have a manner, be gentle, be kind. Not because we would like to put a public face, in a nice face, and play nice game. Again, being a middle person, put the principle in front of us. It is the first definition of the bigness. Without that, there is a chaos. Within that boundary, we are gentle to each other, kind to each other. We do not need to be disagreeable, but we can have a different opinion. If we have 200 people in here, pretty much that's the round number, I guess, and we have 200 different opinions. Do you know that? If you have not experienced that, let me know. I would like to invite you to the administrative council meeting. We have a full of different opinions, but by putting the principle, the mission and vision, we are bringing the different opinion diversity to harmonize us, and we approach this discussion, harmonizing business together in here. The meekness, controlling our temper, and then have a good manner to respect each other. Fourth definition of the prowess is humble and submission, total submission to God. Due to the time, I'm not going to give you all the information and example. Think about Abraham. Think about Moses. Think about Joseph. Think about Jesus. If you cannot remember, think about anyone else. Think about Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Before he was captured and getting into the passion journey to die on a cross for you and me, he thought of us. You and me. And he thought of, but he was a true human being, the Son of Man, not just the Son of God. So he prayed to God, please take away this cup away from me, but not by will, my will, but your will. If it is not your will, I will drink it. He drank it with the total submission. That is called meekness. While we are hearing the message of God, while we are walking the journey to adjust our attitude, let us be meek persons of God together by submitting ourselves to the principle of God and principle of our life given through this Holy Bible, Holy Scripture. This is a guideline. Blessed are the meek, for theirs they will inherit the earth, which means more people. Jesus win over us by being so meek on the cross for us. He is a great example for you and me. Inherit the earth means earning most people. If you are desiring to see the growth of our, this congregation, say amen.
Amen.
Are you sure? If you truly wanted to see our church grow and have more people participate in worship and praising God together as a faithful community, say amen.
Amen.
Then you and I need to be meek persons of God. So draw the people together, whoever who are having a restlessness life out there, who can come to this community and rest. According to the Matthew chapter 11 and 29 said, Jesus said, "Learn from me. I am gentle and humble. You will find rest." If people can find rest in this community, we will grow. I don't know about you. I see many people who are restless in their personal life. They needed to have a place to rest. I would like to offer this congregation to be the resting place for their soul so they can rejuvenate and restore the joy of salvation in their life. Let us be so by being a meek persons of God in this congregation. Amen.